Okay, it's the Yatta Dishmaya. We're up to the Sugya Basa Sodavara Aser. And this Sugya is not a difficult one. Mirza Hashem, what we'll go through is the basic shilas that come up and see a couple of hezberim, how to understand how Basa Sodavara Aser works. We have a Mishnah in Perek Notel. On Kuf Mem Beis on the Beis. The Mishnah tells us, how Evan shall pi achavis. If you have a stone that's on top of a barrel, mata al tzida v'hino felas, then you're allowed to shake it off. We've touched on this Mishnah in regards to the rules of Tiltum and Hatzad. The Gemara comments, Amravun Amarav on Kuf Mem Beis on the Beis, loy shanu, we only learn this halacha el b'shocheach. Only if you forgot the stone on top, avol b'meiniach, but if it was put there intentionally, nasis basis l'davar asur, then it becomes a base for the davar asur, and then the halacha would be that one would not be allowed to move the chavis. Let's immediately jump to the psak in Shulchan Aruch. There aren't many se'ifim on the halachos of basis. There's a lot of Mishnah Brura, not a lot of Shulchan Aruch. So let's jump immediately to Simon Shin Tes. And see, going through Beis through Dalid, that are going to bring out these halachos. So let's go immediately to halacha Beis. Kalkala, if you have a basket, she hoisa nekuva, ustama be'evin, and it has a hole in it, and it's closed up with a stone, mutal etalta, then you're allowed to be metalta, sherinasa kedafna, because the stone already has a purpose over there. So if the stone is not simply an idol mutzah, but it becomes the wall of the kli, then that's going to be an exception to the rule. The Mechaber talks about a bucket, which we'll discuss later on. We'll leave that for now. Sif gimel, kalkala melea peros, if you have another basket that's full of fruits, ve'evan besocha, and there you have a stone inside, imhem peros retuvim, if the fruits are moist, kagon te'enim v'anovim yitel osa kamoshihi, then you're allowed to carry it. Shim yinara peres mitofi yipastu. Then you would have a problem if you would shake it off, so then you're allowed to be metaltel the even with what we call tiltum min atzad in the past. Avrum heim peres she'enim nesadim yinarim. So this introduces the rule that we've already discussed previously, which is not the subject today, and that is that lichatchila, if you have a davar mukta, you're not allowed to be metalto the dvar mukta, even min hatzad lichatchila. What you should try to do is shake it off. If you can't shake it off, then you would be allowed to be metalto min hatzad. Okay, so both Siv Beis and Siv Gimel are cases that, for whatever reason, we ignored the basis. Why did we ignore the basis? So in Siv Beis, the reason why we ignored the fact that the basket is a base for the Evan is because the Evan there serves a purpose where it is the wall of the basket. In Siv Dalid, we'll deal with the case of basis directly. Shachich Evan al piachavis, omos alakar, if you forgot the stone on top of a barrel, or money on top of a pillow, mata chavis al tzida, you're allowed to turn on the side, v'evan al feles, u'menar akar v'amos noflin. Why is that mutter, that you're allowed to shake it? Because of what we saw in the Gemara, on kuf mem beis on the beis, that we saw that shakach, if you forgot, so then in such a case, it doesn't become a basis. So the word basis is exactly like the English sounding of the word, a base. A base is only going to be considered a base for muksa if you're interested in using it as a base. If you are shachach, so then in such a case, then it's not going to serve as a base. What is the definition of shachach? So first we'll focus on the Mishnah Brura's definition, and then as the shir goes on, we'll expand the definition of shachach and meniach. Let's take a look at Mishnah Brura in Yud Gimel. The meniach bekavana al achavis, hari achavis gufa mukta. The chavis itself becomes mukta. V'asa atosa denasa basis loha evan. It's then considered a basis for the evan. Hence, we'll read the whole mechaber inside. V'imoy sa'achavis ben achavios. If you had the barrel that had the stone that was forgotten, and therefore is not a basis. Bein achavis, beinin she'en yochal atosas ha-mekoma. The halach is l'chatzila, you need to shake off the mutzah because you're not allowed to be metalta on the side. Yochal agbia, because it was shachach, you could pick it up. Kemo she'yim ha'evan l'makar achel, atosas sham k'dei shibo maleha. Ve'im he'nicham aleha midaito, but if you put the rock there intentionally, aldashi yisham b'knisas ha-shabbos, also lahatos ulena'er. Then in such a case, it's prohibited to shake off. Ve'yishomrim, even if you intended to leave it there for Shabbos, that you would have a goy take it off on Shabbos, then this is the shita of the Sefer HaTrumos. The Sefer HaTrumos is of the opinion that the only time it's considered a basis is if you intended it to be there the whole Shabbos. Otherwise, it's not considered a full base. This is the position of the Sefer HaTrumos. L'chatchila we're choshesh that as long as it was there for all of Bein HaShemashos, that is going to be enough to create a basis. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yutes. B'knisas HaShabbos haynu kol zman Bein HaShemashos. Halacha l'maisa, every once in a while you'll have something that was on the table, and it was intended to be left on the table on Friday night, but was taken off on Shabbos itself. So then in such a case, one, unless makom atzorech, to be make a lefidah sefer atrumos, mi'ikr didina, the halacha is that one would treat that as a basis. However, this sometimes comes up. What happens if it was there for part of Bein HaShemashos and not for all of Bein HaShemashos? So then in such a case, the post can point out that there's no one who says that if it would be there for part of Bein HaShemashos, then you would say that it becomes a basis. It needs to be there. Migu diskatzar the Bein HaShemashos, diskatzar the kuliyoma, has to be there for the Bein HaShemashos, probably the smaller shear of Bein HaShemashos, yesh ladun, but at the end of the day, it would be for the entire zman of Bein HaShemashos. If it's less than that, it wouldn't qualify for buses. Okay, these are some very, very basic rules. The nitty-gritty halacha maisa examples we'll get to after we do a little bit of a conceptual analysis of how buses works. The conceptual analysis revolves around a halacha that's really not about buses at all. In Simen Reish Ayin Tes, Sif Beis, we have the halacha of Ner. And the halacha of ner is as follows. A ner, says the Mechaber, Reishayin Tes Beis, ner zeh shamar shas l'taltalo, afilu etzarach gufo etzarach mekomo aser. You're not allowed to be metaltal a lamp, letzarach gufo etzarach mekomo, because the shalheves is considered mukza machmas gufa. Now the Be'er Halacha asks an interesting question in Dibra Maskel, afilu letzarach gufo. The Be'er Halacha asks the following question. According to the Sefer HaTruma, that says that the Halacha is, that a basis is only considered a basis if it was there the entire Shabbos, why is it that we consider a lamp a basis? Because the candle goes out. Why would it be considered a basis? This is the question that the Be'er Halacha asks in Dibra Masla Filo Tzarek Gufa. Ayin b'mishubru mashik savnu dein chiluk, v'afilu da'sa sefer atruma, hamuva b'simin shin testiv da'u le'inyin miniach emin api achavis, disfir le'i debasis lohava elem ken yidaita shishar sham kol ha-shabis, v'hacha halo aner omid likaves. Isn't the candle going to go out? So why would we consider the candle a basis? This is the kasha of the Be'er Halacha. That's a kasha of both the Tosefes Shabbos as well as the Prima Gadim. And the answer that's given is the following. Mikol makom hacha adifa. Here it's more of a reason to be a basis, even according to the Sefer Trumas. To who Iri b'dayt l'salak yisr me'al basis b'shabbos. In the case of Sefer Trumas, he put it down on the table or the chavis, and he intended to ask a guy to remove it in the middle of Shabbos. So then, in such a case, it doesn't become entirely a basis. L'kachlo nisbato, ma she'en kein bazeh, she'en daito klal l'salik, his intention is not to remove it, afilu al yidei einu Yehudi haner min ha-menorah, ad she'ichpe. He wants the ner to be there as long as possible. So when do we say it's not a basis? That's when your das is that you don't want it to be a basis. Here you would like to have the lamp to be a basis as long as possible. It's just that it doesn't have enough oil, even though you know that it doesn't have enough oil, but you never had a das to remove it. It's just memela, it's going to be removed. Therefore, even the Sefer HaTrumos says the Tosefta Shabbos is going to be machmir in this case. What's the hesber of the Shitos? That this is particularly the Taz. The Taz suggests, not like the Tosefta Shabbos, he suggests that the Sefer HaTrumah would be Mako, and the Tosefta Shabbos who disagrees. So if you take a look in the Sefer Pri Moshe, he uses this as a springboard to get at the Shoresh of what is the exact nature of what happens to a basis. When you have a Dvar Mukza, what happens when you put the basis on top? So if you take a look in your booklets on the the other side of the outline, he suggests the following. Ubeber machlukosam, an explanation of what is the position of the Taz, who says that according to the Sefer HaTrumah, it would not become a basis, and according to the Tosefta Shabbos, who says that according to Sefer HaTrumah, it would. Mir lomar, dihine yesh lachkar, the Pri Moshe gives us a beautiful lamda shechakira in the din of basis. De lachkar begeder din basis l'dav rasar. Ha'imu din da basis nitpa l'dav shalav, v'hu kechelek mimenu, v'choshev kiraglo shalachetetz. Is a pshat that when you have the basis there, the basis assumes the identity of the Dvar Mukza. So in the case of Evan al Pi HaChavis, the Chavis is there to support the Evan, so then the Evan now sprouts. It extends itself into the Chavis itself. Oh, the second possibility, De'ena nasa chelek mimenu, it doesn't become a chelek, ele heyosu mishamesh oso, since the Chavis is serving the stone, Choshev kishimush l'dvar mukza. What makes it mukza is that it's considered as if it's being mishamesh, it's serving the dvar mukza. V'dino kikli shemalachto lesser, the mishamesh davar ha'aser. It assumes its identity because it's mishamesh. Suggests the Pri Moshe that this is the machlokis between the Taz and the Tosefta Shabbos. On the next page in Reish Nuches, the Taz sover on the third line from the top, the buses who nitpa l'chefetz, v'nasa chelek mimenu. The way buses works is that it becomes a chelek in it. V'had the sphere of the Baal Trumas, the bus who rakish shedaitu sheyushar sham kol ha-shabbos, ha'im mishim d'rak us, chashev du kechelek mimenu. When do we consider it a chelek of the Dvar Mukza, according to the Sefer HaTrumas? Only if you want it there the entire Shabbos. Then it becomes a chelek of the Dvar Mukza. V'lekachs over taz, de'ein af gemina. The Taz will say, at the end of the day, it doesn't become a leg unless it's there the whole Shabbos. So who cares what your das is? That in one case you wanted to remove it, in one case you didn't. At the end of the day, your leg is there or isn't there. According to the Sefer HaTrumah, it's not considered a leg unless it's there the whole Shabbos. Avla Tosefta Shabbos, but what does the Tosefta Shabbos hold? He holds it's about service. Whether you want it to service the Dvar Mukza. So over here, you wanted to service the Dvar Mukza. When it comes to the case of Sefer HaTrumos, you didn't want it to service it the whole Shabbos. But over here, you wanted to service it, but says the Tosefta Shabbos, you're stuck. So as a service, then it's going to be considered an extension of it. So this is a beautiful chakira to keep in mind. Do we say that it's considered the guf of it, or do you say that it's there to be mishamesh, the Dvar Mukza? I actually thought that there is a third possibility based on Rashi on Memzayin Amid Aleph. Rashi seems to explain Basis in a different type of way, and here there might be two different ways of understanding the Rashi. Rashi on Memzayin Amid Aleph has a very striking line. The Gemara describes, as we saw in Reish Ayin Tes, that the candle is considered, the lamp is considered a basis. And there Rashi says, on the second narrow line, Rashi says, Vashmi'inan, no, not in the second line, I'm sorry, the fourth narrow line, Rashi says, Dekli nasa basis, the first word on the line is Dekli, five lines into Rashi, Dekli nasa basis le'evan, utfelolo, the kli becomes a basis to the Evan, and it's tafel to it, ubatel toras kli didei. And its status of a kli becomes batel. Ubatel toras kli didei, Rashi says. And its status of the kli becomes batel. It seems that according to Rashi, that what happens is, when you have a basis, is that it loses its identity. It loses its batel, it loses its identity. Why? Because the basis is now considered some type of extension, but Rashi's adding a little bit more. Rashi's saying it loses its identity of a kli. It's not going to be called a kli at all. In other words, it's no longer the chavis. It's no longer a chavis. So according to the first pshat, it's a chavis, but it's a chavis that's an extension of the dvar muksa. According to Rashi, a mamish becomes batel. I saw that Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen understands that in the following way. If you take a look at Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen, he says on page 61, he says, Ulchora Mashma Mirashi, on Ha'ara number one, the Kiman Sha'abasis Nitfala Muksa Imkein Nafoch Lios Kechelek Me'a Muksa, it becomes a Chelek of the Muksa V'lo Nechshev Kechli B'fnei Atzma. It's an extension of it. I thought it's even stronger than what Simcha Bunim Cohen says, that it loses its identity entirely as a kli. So either it becomes an extension of it, or it loses its identity of a kli. Finally, if you take a look over there, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman as giving a fourth possibility of how to understand the halacha basis. Either way, clearly, the pshat that the Primoshe gives is a nice pshat in the machlokas between the Tosefes Shabbos and the Taz. Okay, so this is the conceptual introduction how they work. We might come back a little bit to these different conceptual possibilities, but most of our following discussion is really just going to be the halachos that emerge in regards to buses from the words of the Shulchan Aruch. In Reish Nun Tes, the Mishneh Berurah points out, we're now going to do is list qualifications of basis. What are the limitations of basis? In other words, when does something look like a basis and is not really a basis? So if you take a look in the Mishneh Berurah, Reish Nun Tes, he points out that basis has to be, as we saw in one of the conceptual possibilities, that the kli is being meshamesh, the dvar muktza, and not the opposite. So, for example, if you remember in the halachos of hatmana, the Mishneh Berurah spells out Reish Nun Tes, in the halachos of hatmana, we had the idea, we had semer that was sitting on top of a pot. So there, the Mechaber says the following, that if you have semer, even though the semer itself is muktza, you're allowed to move the pot and the semer is going to fall off. Maybe the tzemer, which is muktza, the pot should become a basis to that tzemer. So the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkat and Tes, do ein akisui tashmish la tzemer, adar rabba, hatzemer mishamish la kdera l'chamama. The only time it's going to be a basis is when the basis is serving the dvar muktza, and not the opposite. Not the muktza is serving the basis. So this is an obscure case. Reish Nun Tes, but I'll give you a practical example thanks to Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen. Simcha Bunim Cohen says the following. What happens if you have a rock that is sitting on top of paper? Let's assume for a moment paper is not muktza. There's a big discussion whether paper once upon a time is muktza. Is it considered muktza today? So in such a case, would you say that since you have the rock that's sitting on top of the paper is the basis for the rock, and therefore it's going to be muktza at the din of the rock. So that's this Mishneh Berurah. This Mishneh Berurah that says that when you have a basis, that's where the basis is serving the item, and not the inverse. So too over here. Here the muktza is serving the basis. If the muktza is serving the basis, then it doesn't have a din of basis l'davar aser. Of course, this works beautifully with conceptual possibility number two, that the idea of basis is based on the idea of shimush. Again, it's not a kasha on the other two as barim as well, but it does fit conceptually very nicely. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Sha'akol Mi'ed Dvarav. Another application to this is actually a tzarach iyun gadol. Rav Neman Sal Shlita was mechaveh to the Rashash when he was teaching me. At the time, I had no idea. I just frantically jotted down everything he said. But in one sentence, he asked the following kasha on Shin Tes Beis. I told you we did the case of the basket, and then I said we're going to get back to the bucket. So the Mechaber says in Shin Tes Beis, V'chein D'las, you have a bucket, Shetolim Ba'evan, that has a stone inside that's hanging there, Kedei L'Hachbida, to weigh it down, Rimbalos Ba'mayim, in order to fill up water. So there the halacha is that since the halacha is that it's batel agaba, then it's not going to be considered a basis. So the kasha is, why do we say, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Ches, before I ask the kasha, Ches says the Mishnah Berurah, v'imlav asur, shadlas atzma mukza, shenasis basis l'davar asur. I might have thought that since it has a rock inside, and it's holding down the bucket, so then in such a case, the bucket is going to be the basis, and the evan is going to be the mukta item that makes it a basis. So you need to have, as the Shulchan Aruch describes, that the delas is batel agabah. But if it wouldn't be batel agabah, then it would be a problem. So Rav Nevenzal asked, when he read this, he asked, but here it's the opposite. Here the muktzah is serving the dlas, and not the dlas serving the evan. So I saw that the Dirshu points out that the Rashash asks this question, and as far as I know, no one in the history of Torah has answered this question. The Rashash asks this on the Gemaras, and based on the cloud that we had mentioned, I didn't see anybody answer this question. Okay, so that's a tangential point, the technical kasha that Rav Nevenzal immediately zeroed in on. At the end of the day, bottom line is, the halacha l'maisa, bottom line is that you need that the basis be serving the dvar muktzah, not the dvar muktzah serving the basis. Then in such a case, it doesn't even become batel to it, or it's not mishamish it, that fits in beautifully, or it's not considered its rega. Okay. One more application to this conceptual construct is a prima gadim in Simin Shin Ches Sif Aleph. In the Mishpatzo Zav, there's a one-liner in the prima gadim. The Shin Ches Aleph is quite long in the Mishpatzo Zav, but if I find it quickly, I'll read it to you inside. It's towards the end in Mishpatzo Zav Aleph. He says the following. V'im kli shemalachta l'isur. This comes up all the time, Rabbi Osei, and the world doesn't know about the shayla. Or in other words, I haven't heard people discuss this when they're dealing with halacha l'maisa shayla abasis. What happens if you have a kli shemalachta l'isur on top of a basis? So this happens all the time. In fact, it's right in front of me now. Here is some type of recorder that's sitting on the desk. So Rabbi Osei, what would halacha be? Are you allowed to move the desk? So let's say it was put down here intentionally, right? It was put down here. Dafki wanted it over here. He wanted it on the teacher's desk, not on the student's desk. Okay. By the way, what would be the shadow? How would you pass in? No? How would you pass in this case? Am I allowed to move this desk? What would you say? Oh, so that's it. I'd be allowed to because I have a bottle here. I have svarim here. Interesting question. This bottle is a cheap bottle. These svarim, maybe all of them are equal to the MP3. I'm not sure. So it needs to be.
But it doesn't have
to be. Oh, so that's going to be a dune in the postcum later on. Yefe. There has to be equal expense or not. And how do you measure equal expense? So bottom line is, it'll probably be mutter to move the desk because we have other things. But what happens if this would be the only thing? So everybody assumes that's Osir, right? It's a bus. So interestingly, the prima gadim is mesupak. I was blown away. Every time you learn something new. The im klisha malachta l'isem munachalav sarich iun im have the basis. He says, once the halacha is that a klisha malachta l'isur, you're allowed to move, l'tzarech gufa l'tzarech mekomo, so then it won't be a basis at all. Not that you would be able to move this basis, l'tzarech gufa l'tzarech mekomo, but it wouldn't have a din basis altogether. That's how the prima gadim has a safek. And the Kitzur Svarim quote this as a safek in the poskim. So I thought that if you understand, like the way I had read Rashi on Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, that the Isser of Basis is that it loses its identity as a Kli, That's what basis is. It becomes, basis is the iser that's not called a kli. So then, over here, a kli shemlach the iser is a kli. Because you're allowed to move it, l'tzarach gufo, l'tzarach mekomo. So then the din of basis wouldn't apply. Then the whole din of basis would not apply. And then it would be mutter to move the base, even mechama l'tzel. Yesh la'ayin, yesh la'fakbek. But that would be a fascinating application. Okay, now let's get to many practical examples. Continuing on with the case that we had in the desk. So we had the desk where you had we pointed out that here we had dvarim that are heter as well as iser. So let's define what it means, a basis that's going to be mutter, because there is a davar ha'asar and a davar ha'mutter that's on top. So let's take a look in Simin Shin Yud, Sif Ches. There we have the basic halacha that we saw already in the Mishnah and already in Sif Dalet. Says the Mechaber, Kli sheyesha alav davar asar davar mutter, mutter letal talo. If it has both dvar masur and dvar mutarim on top of it, you're allowed to move. Could go machta if you have a pan. Sheyesh alev mevod yom efer shemutal tatal chasoso bo rokotzah. If you set aside ash to cover items, so then in such a case, then it's going to be a dvar mutar. Sheyesh alev gam ken shivre etzim. Even if you have shivre etzim on top, shem asur mitol to mutal tatal machta kamoshehi. You're allowed to move that utensil that's holding both the dvar mutzah and dvar mutter. Okay, gon she dvar mutter choshuv mi davar ha'asr. But one condition, that you need that the item be choshuv for more than the davar ha'asr. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Choshuv mi davar ha'asr. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Siv katan lame gimel. Im shneim shavim, if they're equal, asr. Then in such a case, it will be asr. So it can't be 50-50. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Kasua poskim de im lechol haolam hayeter chashuv yoser uli didei ena chashuv as lina baser didei. You go after the bailam. As we've seen in Hilchos Muktzah, there are many times that you go baser a bailam, not according to the rest of the world. So too over here would be another example. The problem is that the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah don't really get into the nitty gritty over here. They don't give us examples that we could discuss in regards to buses. The classic example of buses, the way they teach most school children buses, is the case of the Friday night candles. You have the Friday night candles. We saw that the candle in Reishai and Tess is considered Muktzah Machmas Gufo. The candlesticks then are a buses, as well as the plate, the magash, the tray that's holding the candlesticks, that will also be considered a basis. Is what do you need to do to put onto the tray in order to turn it into a basis l'davra asar l'davra mutter? And that's quite a challenge, because if we're going to say that the candlesticks themselves are mutzah machmas gufo, so then just to put something on the tray, you're going to have to put something quite expensive. So hence, there are some women who put their diamond rings on the tray, because need something of greater value. But pashtus, that would be what's necessary. However, Ramosha Zatzal has a tshuva where Ramosha is makeup. And Ramosha says that the definition isn't a financial definition. In other words, just because you have expensive candlesticks doesn't necessarily mean that you need something that's worth more than those candlesticks. Ramosha's tshuva appears in your booklet, which appears in Chelek Hei, Chav Beis Yud Zayin, and Ramosha